strife in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The strife is o'er, the battle done. Now is the victor's triumph won. Now be the song of praise begun. Their legions hath dispersed. Let shouts of holy joy outburst. Alleluia! The three sad days have quickly sped. He rises glorious from the dead. Oh, glory to our risen head. Alleluia! He broke the age-bound chains of hell. The bars from heaven's high portals fell. Let hymns of praise his triumph tell. Alleluia! Lord, by the stripes which wounded thee, from death's dread sting thy servants free, that we may live and sing to thee. Alleluia! 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 Alleluia!
Our liturgy today is on page 151. A divine service, setting one, page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you, thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The introit today, for the second Sunday of Easter, taken from Psalm 105. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up to salvation. If indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that He has done, His miracles and the judgments He uttered. He remembers His covenant forever, the word that He commanded for 1,000 generations. Glory be to the God, to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Worthy is Christ the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Service of the Word. The Lord be with you. We pray, Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever. Amen. The first reading today is in Acts Acts chapter 5, beginning at verse 29. Acts chapter 5. But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. But a Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in honor by all the people, stood up and gave orders to put the men outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take care what you are about to do with these men. For before these days, Judas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. He was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed. It came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the census and drew away some of the people after him. He too perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So, in the present case, I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of man, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God." So they took his advice, and when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching that the Christ is Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We have some special music now, the Easter song, one of my favorites. Second lesson is in 1 Peter chapter 1, connecting the resurrection of Christ and all that Christ has accomplished, delivered into our lives in holy baptism. 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise.
The Lord, whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to John chapter 20.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciple told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them, although the doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Today we speak the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our sermon hymn is 475, Good Christian Friends Rejoice and Sing, number 475.
Life.
Alleluia, Alleluia. Praise we in songs of victory, that love, that life, which cannot die, and sing with hearts uplifted high. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Your name we bless, O risen Lord, and sing today the life laid down, the life restored. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who speaks to us today, as he has always done and as he always will do, in word and in sacraments, through his Holy Spirit. Amen. I wish to take a moment for a personal message. I wish to thank everyone in this church who have so charitably and lovingly helped my wife and I during our last crisis, when she was in the hospital and spent some time in a nursing home. We thank you for everything you've done, particularly your prayers. She is home now and resting comfortably. Thank you for listening. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ once again. The sermon text for today is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9, which you have heard as the New Testament message this morning, this first Sunday after Easter. We praise our children for doing their homework. That includes their distant learning too, I might add. We praise them also for their good Christian behavior. We praise and thank others for helping us when we are in need. That is especially significant now that we are in many ways disadvantaged by the COVID-19 crisis. We praise our spouses too for their love for us. Now I am sure St. Paul had all this in mind when he mentioned the greatest praise of all. You just heard it read to you. Here it is. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, praise to Jesus. For he has raised his son Jesus from the dead, that we too might one day be risen. We praise our Father for all he has done for us, which is so very much. He has treated us mercifully, saving us and not condemning us. We have been reborn to a trustworthy hope because of his resurrection from the dead. And that's enough to take your breath away, isn't it? Once we had nothing, and now we have everything. Don't you just love that living hope that Paul talks about? Yes, hope has to be alive in order to be effective. Otherwise, it's empty. Let's just say we are getting too much rain, or at least we think we are getting too much rain. And it is raining once more, and we need to get out into the fields. And the farmer says, I hope the rain stops. Is that a living hope? Don't bank on it. Just think, the Father did not spare his only Son, but delivered him up for us, that he should die the shameful death on the cross for our sin and rise for our justification. Now that's the hope we bank on. For where there is no resurrection, we should have neither comfort nor hope. And besides, all that Christ has done and suffered would be in vain. We are fooled when we think that we can save ourselves by our own powers, by our free will, for instance, or by our good works, by some kind of merit, whatever that happens to be, or by being good Christian people. No, that's a false hope, not a living hope. That's a dead hope. We don't like anything dead, do we? No, of course not. We want it alive. The resurrection is our Savior, is our hope. Our hope is in Him. If the resurrection is proclaimed in the churches and throughout the country and to the world, then all is well. All the remaining truths of the faith will follow in line. Luther wrote, "He who would preach the gospel must go directly to preaching the resurrection of Christ. He who does not preach the resurrection is no apostle." Have you ever listened to the musical called Jesus Christ Superstar? Or seen the movie that was made of it? If you had, you would have found it the most dismal of religious stories. In it, Jesus suffers and goes to the cross on which he dies, and then the story ends in a bang. Just like that. End. 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 Nothing more. That's it. There is no more. There is no resurrection. It is the gloomiest portrayal of Jesus Christ that I have ever seen. Obviously, the people who wrote and produced this musical did not believe that Jesus rose from the dead. Or else they forgot, sadly. Or else they didn't mention it because they were ashamed of it. My friends, we are to receive an inheritance. We have to distinguish this inheritance from all the human inheritances. They should be good things, but often they are disappointing. One family member gets more than another, and sometimes family members think that their father was richer than he was, and they come away with only a few $100. I heard of a lady once who inherited her mother's ironing board. I once counseled a woman whose inheritance went to a distant relative instead of to her. We are Christians, and we look forward to a divine, not an earthly inheritance. And that is through the resurrection from the dead. The Apostle Peter explains it to us, and we realize that it is eternal life, which we inherit. He says the inheritance is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. Remember the prodigal son who took his inheritance long before the right time and wasted it all on wine and loose women? He learned that his inheritance was perishable when he ended up in the pig pen. But eternal life is imperishable. Peter goes on to say that eternal life is undefiled and unfading as well. It is perfect and will remain perfect forever. It is unlike the lady's ironing board, which fell to pieces when she opened it up. I remember gazing at the Grand Canyon once when the family was on vacation. Indeed, it was beautiful. A work of art created by God. But then I remembered it would, even though it was God's gift, yes, it would eventually fade away. Our inheritance is ours, however, for all time, even though we do not see it now. On earth, no pleasure is so great that it does not become eventually unpleasant. Oh, the joy of Easter, when we contemplate the resurrection at which we receive our inheritance. In contrast, the future joy of our inheritance in heaven, that is Jesus, we find that in this world there is really little joy. We have some joy, and then it is taken away with some sorrow in its place. We are like a child having a piece of candy. He eats it, and then he only craves for more, which he cannot have. His mother won't let him have it. And we have trials, sicknesses, disappointments, worries, and on, seemingly never ending. But we have our promise. We have our inheritance, our rising at last from the dead. Our faith is tested indeed. Peter mentions that our faith is refined like gold in the fire. You see, gold, though considered precious, is only precious when it is purified in the heat of a fire. The refined gold implies character that has been refined through the fire of affliction. Luxury is not known for its character building qualities at all. Such testings are not to be feared, but should be cause for rejoicing, since they are intended to produce endurance and result in the glory of God. The passage from 1 Peter for today ends with the words, "Though you have seen him, you love him, you believe in him, and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible." That's the real joy. "And filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." My Christian friends in the resurrection, keep looking forward to your resurrection. Amen. Peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your minds and hearts together in Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Zimmer. Thank you so much. Our sermon theme today was Waiting for the Resurrection. And our hymn now is He's Risen, He's Risen, number 480, 480. Gracious God, we praise and thank you today for who you are. We honor you as God Almighty, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We praise you for sending your Son Jesus Christ into our world, into the flesh, for getting all the way to the cross, for living the perfect life we could never live, for offering up the once and for all sacrifice that our sins might be forgiven, that the the wrath of a righteous God could be satisfied, O Lord. We praise you for rising up again on the third day and for proving that you are who you said you were, proving that the Father has accepted your sacrifice, for giving us clear evidence that because you live, so also shall we live. We honor you and worship you today, Lord, in your mercy. And God of grace, bestow upon your church, your Holy Spirit, and all the gifts that come down from on high. Give to us faithful pastors who will preach faithfully and ears to hear your word proclaimed. Give us boldness in our witness before the world and courage to speak your name without fear, Lord, in your mercy. God of might, counsel the nations and their leaders in the path of peace and justice. Bless us with wise, faithful, and just leaders who will protect the sanctity of life and defend us against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Make us wise and discerning citizens who use the gift for noble purposes, Lord, in your mercy. We thank you, O Lord, for all of us who have good health, for all of us who have all kinds of prosperity and luxuries and comforts and safety. And Lord, in the midst of all of that which is good, we pray for those who are sick, those who are struggling in their body and in their minds. We pray especially in this place for the family of Cheryl Ewes, who has recently passed away, for the family of Harold Kaufmeister, who has passed away, that you would comfort these families and help them to fix their eyes on you, Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, the giver of resurrection and life everlasting, Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those who are hospitalized or have been hospitalized in recent days, including Jerry Schrader, Jim Ross, Gene Kusio. Also for those undergoing treatment, including Eva, Elaine, Martha, and Brian. For those we name in our hearts, O Lord, heal them according to your will. Help them to know your presence, even in the midst of